Hey, this is Big Mark for America. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2015, and I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about a country which, long time ago, had a pre-Christian, kind of a pre-history. Country developed, and as a Christian nation, became a very significant player on the world scene. But then this country moved into a post-Christian era. The country had experimented with what we in the United States might refer to as progressivism or liberalism. This particular country thinks of it as socialism. But by about a half a century ago, this country was really pushing it, what we would call in the United States, a left-wing agenda. We had all of the socialist ideas of generous benefits for unemployment, generous benefits for retirees, all of this paid for by people who were working. At first it wasn't a bad idea because historically, in this particular country, where people shared the same history, they shared the same culture, they shared the same language, and they shared the same work ethic, and people were not happy to be unemployed, they did not want to go get unemployment benefits, and they had to be convinced 50 years ago that no, you need this till you get on your feet, you need to take care of your family, so reluctantly people took it, and it was temporary. Of course, the people here who had had a Christian belief system, this Christian belief system was under attack. It was no longer the in thing to do to be a Christian. Other things that were attacked were the family. Women, for example, were told that to be a true woman, you can't be married to a man and staying at home. You've got to be out. You've got to have a job. You've got to have a life without having any kind of a dependency or any type of a permanent interaction with one man. And in particular, to be a true woman, you've got to have a career and not be a mother. This resulted in a high abortion rate. And this resulted then in a very low rate of births. As you take this and fast forward it a couple of decades, a low birth rate a couple of decades later results in a low number of people entering the workforce at the same time that you have a higher number of people who are retiring and leaving the workforce and expecting to get their pensions. So, now we have a problem, a very generous state which provides unemployment and retirement benefits, but not enough workers to support it through the inevitable taxation. So the plan to solve this problem was to import people. And the people that we chose to import came from a society that was very different. And so in this country, they brought in people from a different religious group, a group that considered itself superior to practicing Christians and far superior to people who had renounced and abandoned Christianity. In fact, these people came in with the attitude that if you were not from their religious group, you had to pay them a special tax to support them. Ostensibly, they were brought in as young workers to fill up the industries in this one country and pay all of the unemployment and retirement benefits. But the reality is they came in and took the unemployment benefits and thought that that was their due because they were from a superior religion. Not only that, but their view of their religion was that they had a right to victimize the people around them. Now, to be sure, not everybody from that religion felt this way. But there were certainly enough of them to make things miserable for the people around them. They believed it was their right not only to get the benefits from a special tax from people who were not from their religion, but that they had the right to sexually assault the women who were not from their religion and who did not dress in a manner that was appropriate to their tastes. The government officials in this country, who were democratically elected, continued to push this because they knew that these new immigrants into their country would vote for them. And being in tight with the media in this country, they could demonize anybody who so much as questioned this situation of bringing in people from a very different culture who then had to be supported by the taxpayers in their host country, knowing that these new immigrants would vote for the people who were establishing this heavy tax, heavy subsidy of unemployment, socialistic system. And together with the media, they demonized anybody who questioned it as racist, because many of these people from this different society happen to come from a different part of the world as well. And today, this country of which I speak, its capital is more dangerous in regards to street crime than just about any place in the United States. In fact, there are places in this country where the police do not dare go. Those people whose families are historically from this country dare not leave their homes and go out on the street in many parts of this country unless they themselves are dressed in a manner similar in appearance to the new immigrants. To dress in a manner in which they would have dressed, say, 30, 40 years ago, and not dress in a manner in which these new immigrants that have recently arrived, is to invite attack, robbery, rape, beatings on the street. In fact, in this particular country, most of the third largest city is considered a no-go area for the police. The immigrants will riot. They will burn down a school that was built for them. The fire department will only go in under heavy police escort to put out the fire. And then they withdraw and leave that area back to the immigrants. This is what is really going on in a country in this world. Do you know the country? Can you guess the country? Because this is really happening. Okay. Till next time. Big Mark out.